Good morning. It's 8:51.
Reaction has been very quick to the disclosure of an unclassified Justice Department memo that gives legal clearance for the government to use drones to attack U.S. citizens who may have a connection to terror activities. That is, those Americans who are just believed to have that connection. Joining us live is Chris Anders, who's the senior legislative counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union. Chris, good morning. Good to have you with us on WTOP.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your organization's on record calling this document from the Justice Department chilling. Can you explain why?
It would really be hard to imagine anything more disturbing than a federal government document saying that the president or any, and this is the quote, informed high-level official, has the right all on his or her own to order the killing of an American citizen far from any battlefield with no due process rights, no oversight by a court, no judicial review, no checks or balances, no basic due process. And that's something that has never been the practice or policy of the United States in 226 years, and that's exactly what we have right now.
Do you think, or do you know of anyone who thinks that this option has been used improperly or misused by the administration?
Well, look, this is a program, this killing program, which has resulted in over 3,000 people dead in Pakistan alone and thousands more dead in other parts of the world. The secrecy around this has been amazing. Even with this is the legal justification. This isn't saying the facts of what took place or didn't take place. This is basically just saying this is what the law is. This is our secret law on how the president can execute people based on his own say-so. And even with that, what came out on Monday night was a 16-page summary of a 50-page legal memo that was done 2 years ago. For 2 years, senators, all kinds of people have been demanding that this legal opinion be released. Instead, what was released was a 16-page summary. I think that the Senate Intelligence Committee, senators, and the American public should basically be saying, why is it that we can't see the other 34 pages? What is it that is in those pages that is so shocking and disturbing that you won't release that information to us? Instead, what you've created is a 16-page summary.
Mm-hmm. We've sort of created a legal system in this country where if there's any doubt, we would set a guilty person free before incarcerating the potential of an innocent person being behind bars. Does this change that?
There's a line in the memo that says that they do not need clear evidence that there is an attack being planned, that there is anything that's remotely imminent. All the legal standards that have applied for hundreds of years and how, you know, any country can use lethal force, particularly against its own people, has been suspended here. There's no court in the country, there's no court in the world that would turn over to any one person, including the president, the ability to kill their own citizens without any due process.
You know, a lot of people will look at this, though, and say, I don't have any problem with having taken out Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen.
Well, look, there are a lot. We're not going to go through, since no, none of us have the facts on any one specific person. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that the facts dealing with one specific person are things that there are ways that we make sure that we get the right person. That's why we have due process. That's why we have judicial review. That's why we set up standards where we apply. Real law, not made up law.
Will you challenge?
So that we're sure we're doing the right thing.
Chris, will you challenge this in court?
Well, we already have actually a lawsuit to try to get the courts to intervene in this. But one of the things that's happening this week, it's actually going to happen tomorrow, is Congress is finally waking up to this, and there's a nomination of John Brennan, who has been the architect and the overseer of the killing program for the past 4 years. President Obama is trying to install him as director of the CIA, where he would have an even bigger role in the killing program. And the Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow afternoon is having a hearing on whether he should be confirmed as the CIA director. And this is going to be a great opportunity for the Senate to basically say, you know, we're not going to be legislating in the dark. We're not going to be taking a vote on whether you're going to be CIA director when we don't even understand what the legal authority is for killing our own citizens or for conducting drone strikes all over the world and endangering American citizens and American interests all over the world without the Senate Intelligence Committee, without the American public even having an understanding of what's taking place right now.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you coming on this morning.
Okay.
Chris Anders is the senior legislative counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union.